This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
All right, here we go. In 3.
2.
1. Don't do that.
And Chad P.
Salamanca, Spain. I believe it's 88.0. Over there, they have a 0 in their frequency.
Just in case you happen to be in the next few moments making your way over to Spain and happen to have a radio with you that will actually hit the 0.
Class is in.
Remember, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. It's finals week here on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University, and I am Animal House. My name is Joe Burns, and I'm giving finals. I'm a professor in the Department of Communication. Sitting next to me, a kid who only took finals. He does not give them, but soon, you'll be going back, get that master's degree, and soon you'll be giving finals. What's your name, kid?
Chad P.
Chad P. We're going to do a show here in just a little bit, but if you'll indulge me, I want to take a minute and pitch a book.
Okay.
I was watching a show on VH1 Classic called That Metal Show. Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
They pitched a book. I immediately went out and got it. Here it is, flipping the pages to prove to you that I have it. It's called Off the Rails.
Okay.
Aboard the Crazy Train in the Blizzard of Oz.
Oh, wow.
It's by Rudy Sarzo, the bassist in the original Ozzy Osbourne band.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this guy kept a very, very good journal. And it's just a journal of being on the road and how nuts Ozzy was. And all of those stories are great. But I have always thought the story of the death of Randy Rhoads was this.
Uh-huh.
According to Rudy Sarzo, it's not.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't believe it was an accident.
Oh, no.
He believes the death, the plane crash, the plane going into the bus, was deliberate.
Wow.
And gives fact after fact after fact why. However, he doesn't believe that Randy Rhoads was the reason for the deliberate crashing. And that's all I'm going to say, because if I give you the remainder of it, why buy the book?
Right.
But it's a wonderful read.
I imagine we're going to do a show on this.
I don't know. I might put one together. I'm not sure that just that one story can hold the whole thing together. But once again, it's called Off the Rails, Aboard the Crazy Train in the Blizzard of Oz by Rudy Sarzo. It's an easy read. I killed it in 3 sittings.
Okay.
And it's very good. If you're looking for something to read over the summer, a nice light read, you'll like it.
Excellent.
Here's the show.
I'm kind of scared of this show.
The 27 Club.
Right. You said we were going to do this show a while back, and
yeah,
we kind of put it on the back burner so that we could get some other stuff taken care of.
Right.
But ever since you've pitched this show, I'm kind of worried, because I'm a young, strapping, good-looking young man of 29.
You've lived. You've missed it. You've missed the 27 Club.
I passed my due point.
If you don't know what the 27 Club is, there is this club in the world of rock and roll you do not want to be in.
Once you're in, that's it.
That's it. The 27 Club is this. Supposedly, if you are in rock and roll, if you're going to die, you're going to die at 27.
That's right.
There are tons of people that died at 27.
That's right.
Now, in order to conserve time, because I pitched that book, I will just tell you that supposedly the person that initiated the 27 Club was all the way back in 1938.
Good night.
August 16th, 1938. And supposedly, he had a hellhound on his trail. The man who supposedly started the 27 Club was Robert Johnson. Or was he?
Uh-oh.
We'll be back to tell you about the club, where it started, how it got its name, and the people who are in it, and where I got all this good information. But first, Robert Johnson, got a hellhound on my trail as we do the 27 Club on Rock School. Robert Johnson, Hellhound on My Trail, died August 16, 1938 in Mississippi after drinking some whiskey that happened to be cut with strychnine.
What?
Shouldn't have killed him. Oh, yeah, shouldn't have killed him, but he was sick himself. Apparently had the flu and along with that, killed him. Now,
what do you mean it was cut with strychnine?
Yeah,
like
apparently
did that on purpose?
Or? Yes, apparently what Robert Johnson did is when he played at night, when he played at these juke joints, what he would do is slowly but surely pick a woman out of the crowd and sing more and more and more to her through the evening.
Oh.
And apparently he picked the wrong woman this time. And Son House, who was with him that evening, who is still alive, by the way, said that a bottle of whiskey came and the seal was broken.
Hmm.
And he drank it anyway.
Mm.
Apparently, he was cut with poison.
Wow.
Now, the 27 Club. Where does this information come from? Three books. Hellhound on My Trail by Gary Patterson, The 27s, and the27s.com. My apologies, two books and one website. I shouldn't have said three books. The 27s should be out now. It was only a website pitching the book. It's by Eric Selsgaard and Josh Hunter. So it should be out by now. Now, apparently, between July 3rd, 1969, and July 3rd, 1971, 2 years, Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, Alan Blind Al Wilson, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, dead, all 27.
In 2 years.
Right. And that's what started the myth, or the reality, of the 27 Club. And it supposedly started with Robert Johnson.
Okay.
Or did it?
Did it?
Because before that, in 1905, a guy named Louis Chavon, who was a ragtime artist.
Okay.
He died of complications of syphilis at 27.
Okay.
Why didn't start with him? Well, apparently he wasn't, you know,
popular
famous enough.
Okay.
Yeah. But did it really start with Brian Jones? I'm not so sure, because on February 6, 1960, this person died.
Who's that?
Recognize this guy?
Oh, not yet.
Good night, my love.
Oh!
Pleasant dreams and
Do it.
Jesse.
Jesse Belvin. Good
Belvin.
For you.
Yeah.
Now, pull him down and get that to track number four. Jesse Belvin. And by the way, Good Night, My Love was the song that was used as the outro to Alan Freed's show. He also wrote the Penguins' Earth Angels. He died in an auto accident. Well, how come Jesse Belvin didn't start the 27 Club?
Yeah, because he was popular.
I'm with you.
Right.
Then, on October 31st, 1968, a guy named Malcolm Hale died at 27 of liver failure. Malcolm Hale?
Huh?
Who? You might know him from this. Now, I see by the look on your face, you might not know that song, do you?
No, I don't.
That's Spanky and Our Gang. Sunday Will Never Be the Same. Now, as you move that to cut number one, it's like, now, why aren't these two people in it? It's got to be fame. It had to be a very famous person.
I guess so, huh?
Brian Jones starts the actual club, or what people thought was the actual club, July 3rd, 1969. Took a handful of pills and decided to go swimming. I think you're supposed to wait about an hour after you take your pills to go swimming. This is Brian Jones as we get into those that are known on the 27 Club. Here he is with the Rolling Stones, Rock School.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs some. We'll be right back.
Did you give the reason for his death, Brian Jones, already?
He took a great number of pills and went swimming. Some people think he was killed, but no, not really. He was a bit of a drug addict and did something very dumb. You know, got drunk and went swimming. As we do the 27 Club, this came into real vogue when Kurt Cobain's mother made the statement before he killed himself that my son's going to join that stupid club.
Wow.
Right. And a lot of newspapers jumped on it. What club? What club are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And that's when the 27 Club really took off. Now, I was trying to sort of denote that a lot of people died at the age of 27, but it's only the very famous ones. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Arlester Dyke Christian?
No.
You ever heard of him? No. He died March 13th, 1971, at the age of
30?
Yeah, no, 27. He wrote the song Funky Broadway.
Okay.
Funky Broadway actually is the first song. Here's a good trivia question. It's the first song to hit the top 10 that actually included the word funk.
Hmm.
Yeah, funk actually wasn't a type of music at the time. Funk came from the concept of the stuff that was stuck on windows in jazz clubs. Really, people would go in and smoke and this yellow gunk would get on there. They called it funk.
Yeah.
And clubs that had a lot of that gunk on the window were known as funky.
Hmm.
Those were the best clubs. The joints where people smoked a lot, they were the best. And he was shot several times in his car. That's
how
he died. Here's another guy you may not have heard of, but is part of the 27 Clubs. Ronald Pigpen McKernan. Any idea?
No, I've heard you throw the name around a couple of times, but I don't know who he is.
You know, I probably have. He's a founding member of the Grateful Dead.
All right.
Died March 8, 1973. He had a fling with Janis Joplin.
Did he now?
Right, and his claim to fame with her is that he introduced her to Southern Comfort.
Hmm.
Died of liver failure, as you probably could tell.
Yeah.
This is him playing on Casey Jones in Rock School.
Driving that train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind.
Nice, huh?
I'm no genius, but I'm thinking driving a train high on cocaine, that'd probably lead to death also, huh?
If you're 27,
yeah,
sure,
really.
And in rock and roll. Now, last week we did horn rock, right?
Yes, we did.
The song that we started off with was by Bill Chase and his band Chase.
Yeah.
Remember me telling you that the band Chase went down in a plane accident?
Yes.
The organist, the guy that played the pump and organ solo inside of it,
uh-huh.
His name was Wallace Yawn.
Okay.
He died in that plane crash.
Did he now?
Guess how old he was? part of the club.
Wow.
Yeah, he's 27.
I got a quick question for you.
Shoot.
At the beginning of the show, you mentioned you dropped five names that died within a two-year span, all 27 years old.
Brian Jones, Blind Owl Wilson.
Who is that? That's
oh,
what
I'm
I was
sorry.
Ask you. Who's the Blind Owl?
I expected everyone knew that.
No, I know the other ones, but who's the Blind Owl?
He's lead singer and harmonicist for Canned Heat, and I brought a song. You want to play him?
Yeah, I'd love to hear him.
Let's take a break. Hello, KLSU out there on the campus of Louisiana State University, and I think you can also get us on
KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana.
They're
Thank you so much
people.
For running Rock
They're
School.
They're fine people.
Of course
Every
they are.
Single last one of them up there listening to us. We got to take a break. We'll come back with Canned Heat. It's Cut 2.
You got it.
1 minute, Rock School.
Hey, Doc.
Yes, sir.
How in the world do you get a nickname like Blind Owl? Isn't that a kind of an oxymoron?
You know, I don't know. I wish I did. It's nothing that I actually looked at for this show, and I don't really know a whole lot about the guy. Hmm. I just know the two hits from them, and I have one of their live albums. It wasn't really a live album. Somebody caught them, recorded them when they were practicing.
Yeah.
When they were doing a sound check, I believe.
Okay.
And I don't know much about the group Canned Heat. Oh. However, I do know their biggest hit was called On the Road Again, and that's the one we have.
Shouldn't have eliminated the stump.
Yeah. Should not have gotten rid of that. So
you
hit the button right there. This is another member of our 27 Club. And I got a long, long list. I'll at least give you their names before it's all over. Here you go. Rock School. this is Rock School. Okay, take it with a grain of salt. Take it with a grain of salt because I ran out to a computer and I looked it up on Wikipedia. Now take it with a grain of salt because it's Wikipedia.
Right.
According to the website, Blind Al Wilson is called Blind Al Wilson because of extreme nearsightedness and Coke bottle glasses.
Okay.
The website also stated that he was playing a wedding one time and was so nearsighted that he one time put his guitar down at a wedding on what he thought was a table, and he put it right down on top of the wedding cake. Pow. So whether that's true or not, again, take it with a grain of salt. Here's a few more that joined the club. Have you ever heard of a guitarist called Les Harvey?
No.
Played with Stone the Crows, electrocuted by his microphone on stage.
Pow. Oh, never
like that. Yeah. Dave, we may play these guys, but I just want to keep giving you the names. Roger Lee Durham. He was a bassist for Bloodstone. Fell off a horse. Yeah, and that will do it. And the guy we're going to play to get us to the bottom of the hour, April 24th, 1975. Too bad. This is really one of my favorite groups. And when I tell people this, they look at me and go, really? That's really a poppy group. Love these guys. Pete Ham of Badfinger. He thought that he was being ripped off, that his music was being ripped off. He wasn't getting all the money. Stan Pauley is the guy he was blaming for all of the bad luck in his life. He went into his studio, put a rope around his neck, and hanged himself.
What?
Leaving a suicide note against the man, Stan Pauley, for his death. The next month, his daughter was born.
Oh.
This was the first big hit for Badfinger. This is Come and Get It as we do the 27 Club on Rock School. This is Rock School as we do the 27 Club. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I am Chad P.
Let me give you a couple more names before we do 7 days and 70 seconds.
Okay.
David Michael Alexander, they called him Xander.
Yeah.
He was the bassist for the Stooges, the original punk rockers. He died of pneumonia at 27.
Wow.
Also, Chris Bell, he died in 1978. Car wreck, ran into a telephone pole. Singer-songwriter for the pop band Big Star. Also, and I think I might play this one a little later on, so we'll probably come back to this. Gary Thane. Can you do it?
What?
Do you know Gary Thane?
No.
Uriah Heep.
Really now?
Yeah, 1975.
What
electrocuted
happened?
On stage.
What's the get some better equipment.
Well, in 75, you know, he blacked out, suffered severe burns. The band canceled the rest of the tour because of it. Said he fully recovered. However, his girlfriend found him dead in a bathtub a little bit later on. Died at 27. Apparently, it was not as painless as they said it would be.
Wow.
Now, we will now do 7 days and 70 seconds. Do you have Stevie Ray Vaughan?
How is
very
it?
Nice. I don't have the actual dates. What are we doing?
May the 11th
through the... Let me look at the last piece of paper here. May the 17th, all the way back when? Something that happened in rock and roll history.
That's right.
Monday. Chad, go right ahead.
Here we go. Monday, May 11th. Richie Valens, 1995, awarded a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame 31 years after his death. You know how old he was when he died?
No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. 18 or 19.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But he was with a couple of more people in that plane that were...
I should run out and get Wikipedia.
27.
Yeah. On this date, 1964 and May 12th, 1945 on this date, the only single of Billie Holiday's ever to chart, Lover Man, Oh Where Can You Be, enters the R&B chart, rising to number 5.
Wednesday, May 13th in 1957, The Platters reached number 5 on the R&B chart and number 16 on the pop chart for the same song, He's Mine.
Fantastic. Crossover begins May 14th back in 1968. Paul McCartney and John Lennon are guests on NBC TV's The Tonight Show.
On May 15th in 1980, the Sex Pistols film The Great Rock and Roll Swindle is released.
On May 16th in 1969, Pete Townsend spends a night in jail for kicking a police officer off the stage at the Fillmore East.
What was a police officer doing on the stage? Probably something nefarious, right? No, he was attempting to warn the crowd that the building next door was on fire.
Trying to do his job, man.
Pete, what are you doing? And on May 17th, back in 1967, the Grateful Dead is introduced to the world. Their first self-titled album is released, and that is 7 Days in 70 Seconds. We mentioned earlier on in this, the 27 Club show, that Kurt Cobain's mother reintroduced the idea of the 27 Club to the world by stating, "My son's probably going to enter that stupid club." And he did. April 5th, 1994, from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Here he is, Kurt Cobain, the latest member of the club on Rock School.
I realize that Kurt Cobain probably got more popular after he died than he was when he was alive.
Happens all the time.
Man.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Really?
It really does. And I screwed up.
Why'd you screw up?
Oh, I did. You ever said something and it came out of your mouth? I used to do this on the air when I was doing full-time disc jockey work. I'd go on the air and I'd go, and outside it's 84 degrees and it's 63. And I go, why did you say that? And you'd sort of have this conversation with yourself. I said that Kurt Cobain was the latest addition to the 27 Club.
You did say that, huh?
Wrong. Dumb. Bad disc jockey. No donut. He's not even close, as a matter of fact.
Yeah,
we've queued up.
What, 94. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a list of people that follow him. As a matter of fact, the next song we have queued up is right after him.
Oh, okay.
It's even in the same year, but after him. Do you know Kristen Paff?
No.
Can you do it?
No.
She is the bassist and singer for, well, backup singer for Hole.
Oh, Courtney
Love. Janitor Joe.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, she died of a heroin overdose. At what age?
Well, 27.
27. Have you ever heard of Richie James Edwards?
Yes, I have.
He was a fan of Kurt Cobain. He was part of the Manic Street Preachers. Left a suicide note, jumped off a bridge, gone.
Hmm.
27. Patrick Lamont Hawkins, do you know him?
No.
He's a rapper, Fat Pat.
Mm.
27, gone. He was followed by Raymond Rogers in 1999. He was known as Talik or Freaky Ta. You know him?
No.
Killed gangland style. All that did it are now in jail. He was killed at 27. So Kurt Cobain was, by no stretch of the imagination, the last one. Do I have any more after him?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah,
you do.
Sean Patrick McCabe died in 2008. He was a lead singer of Ink and Dagger, asphyxiated on his own. Yeah, you can pretty much come up with it.
What?
Died at the age of 27.
Wow.
Same way that Jimi Hendrix died.
Wow.
He drank too much, laid on his back, and that pretty much did it. So, but back to Kristen Paff. Here you go. Doll Parts, Hole, Rock School.
The eyes, the mouth, the legs, I am the arms, big veins, the base.
Does she still perform? Do you know?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think she's gone all the way over into acting and fashion and such, and is seen at all of the right places. I think she's one of those that now is just famous for being famous.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think that's where it sets. We got to take a quick break. You can hear us on iTunes, ladies and gentlemen, and across the pond.
That's right.
At
Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. I believe it's 88.0. Over there, they have a zero in their frequency.
Just in case you happen to be in the next few moments making your way over to Spain and happen to have a radio with you that will actually hit the zero on the digital side of the button.
I did it for just information purposes, okay?
That's right.
You're just trying to make up because you thought Kurt Cobain was the latest person to join the club.
I'm dumb.
Let me try to find something to point out with Chad.
It makes me feel like a big man. We'll be back in a minute on Rock School. This is Rock School as we move through the 27 Club. And if you're wondering, well, where are the other names? Where's Hendrix? Where's Joplin? Where's Morrison? And I thought about it.
And I think, you know, we play High, and we play Hendrix, we play Morrison, we play Joplin. Let's play some other people. I mean, let's get some other names in
the
there.
The whole point of this show is to educate you.
That's
if
right.
If we tell you about stuff that you already knew, well, we wouldn't be doing our job.
That's right. That's the concept. Here's a few more names, at least two, that actually have been made members of the 27 Club, a club you do not want to be in.
Nope.
Dee Boone, he died back in 1985, guitarist and lead singer of the punk band The Minutemen. Mm. I've heard of The Minutemen, but I couldn't have told you anybody that was in them. He died in the back of a van. It reared off the road, and when it hit, the back of the van opened up, and out he went.
Oh.
And the game, the person we're going to play, Pete DeFreitas. You ever heard of him?
No.
Boomerang Pete is his nickname. He was the drummer for Echo and the Bunnymen.
Mm.
And apparently he was a bit of a drug addict himself and a bit of a problem for the band. And it was one of those where, okay, one more chance, one more chance, one more chance.
Ah.
And in 1989, he was on his motorcycle on the way to the studio and got into a head-on accident with a car at the age of 27.
Yep.
So here is Never Stop, Echo and the Bunnymen. Rock School. Echo and the Bunnymen on Rock School, as we do the 27 Club, talking about those who have joined a club, especially in rock and roll. If you're 27 years old, that's the age you have to get to. You've heard of these charts that the insurance companies have. If you get to this age, it's about a 90% chance you're going to get to this age.
Yeah.
And if you get to this age, apparently in rock and roll, you have to get past the age of 27. Let me give you three more names. These are the last three names that I have on my list. I really wondered whether I should say this name or not. Mia Zapata. She died in 1993. She was murdered. She was a lead singer of a band that Kurt Cobain knew very well. And as a matter of fact, Kurt Cobain and Nirvana actually performed a concert, a benefit concert, after she was killed. It happened in 1993. And the next year, Kurt Cobain actually took his own life. Apparently, this had a bit of a profound effect on her. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get into what happened to her because it is a terrible, terrible story.
Yeah.
Here are the last two that I could find that were part of the 27 Club. Jeremy Michael Ward, part of the band De Facto, and the Mars Volta. I don't know them, do you?
I know the Mars Volta, yeah.
Okay, died in 2003 at the age of 27. And finally, Brian Audison died in 2005. He was part of the band American Head Charge. Again, I don't know it. Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Accidental prescription drug overdose. Now, I said that we might go back and play some of these bands that I had already mentioned. This is Gary Thayne. He died after being electrocuted on stage with Uriah Heep. I love Uriah Heep.
Mm-hmm.
He's the bassist. This is Easy Livin', Rock School. You know,
wow.
Iron Maiden gets a lot of credit for their twin guitar speed,
mm-hmm.
but Uriah Heep did it pretty well also.
That sounds
also,
very good.
Also, oh, yeah, I love it. Easy Livin', that's Gary Thayne as part of the 27 Club. So that wraps it up. I've given you every name that I have. If you're interested in learning more about it, the books that I used were Hellhounds on Their Trail, Gary Patterson, and the 27s. Of course, you can go online and just simply search the 27 Club,
mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of other people that are there. It's just the concept of, it seems that the age 27 shows up. Something tells me if you decided to search 25, 28,
oh, yeah.
29,
oh, yeah.
you'd find a lot of people who died at that age. They just wouldn't be this famous.
Yep.
That's the thing. So we got time for one more, and man, I love this woman's voice. I just want to finish on it because I think there was one point in time in my life I was busted flat in Baton Rouge. Weren't you?
What?
Weren't you? Weren't you?
That's a good segue.
Janis Joplin's going to wrap us up. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And that's going to do it. Class is dismissed.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. They rode us all the way into New Orleans.